As you know me, I go by the name of Tebogo Kotse, from the podcast The Answered Essay. It's the podcast whereby we leave everything on the table, We leave no stone unturned, but we turn stones, or now we go deeper beneath the stone. And we talk about everything. So now here at the current review, that's where we take opportunities to actually review current matters that are actually circulating within the economic space and the current news space. And that's where we get to break it down for you. We try and simplify it to make you the end user at home to actually understand everything that's going on and try and simplify it. I know in most situations, corporates and public sectors, they tend to speak in big jargons. They use big jargons and all that, but we try and simplify it for you. And on today's episode, I'll be alone because my colleague, Tamsan, is not here. He's currently on leave, but he'll be back very soon. And I'll be talking to, currently, I have the chairperson for the ANC Youth League in the Free State Province, who's also the mayor in Kopanong Municipality in the Free State. He's not a new face in the channel. He's been here, we've had a chat before with him, chairperson and also comrade Mayor Olani Tseletsele. We'll be having a discussion with him because we saw this past week, last week, the premier had his State of the Province address. On his State of the Province address, that's where the premier gets to table his plans for the new financial year, for the new year, in terms of what we can expect from the Free State provincial government and all the other departments. Basically, he summarizes all the plans that will be taken out. So we're going to be having a chat and getting a view from the ANC Youth League in the province in terms of what's their take on that. So without wasting any time, let me please welcome Ntate, or let me rather say Comrade Olani Tseletsele. How are you, my brother?
I'm well. How are you, Deboho? And good morning to the viewers at home and everyone across the Free State and in the national space.
I know. No, I'm good, my brother. I don't want to lie to you. It's a Tuesday morning, up and up, when we're moving. So we saw this past weekend, I mean last week, the premier did table out on his budget, not his budget, his province, State of the Province address, some of the plans that the province has, that they want to implement. And he touched on something very important, especially when it comes to the youth. The lack of opportunities and employment that they need to do something about it. So overall, what's your take in terms of what the premier delivered and where and what did the Youth League actually, how did the Youth League contribute towards some of the parts of the State of the Province?
Okay. Now, I think with the vexatious issues that we were faced with as young people and the people of the Free State, it would be proper for one to welcome the State of the Province address as it has touched on many issues that we have raised, particularly as Congress Youth League, on the question of unemployment. When you read the State of the Province address, you would see it has taken a radical shift towards the question of what is to be done. And we as the ANC Youth League have contributed in terms of what do we intend to expect from the State of the Province address. When you read also the State of the Province address, you would also note the word youth in the speech of the Premier is mentioned not less than 10 times. So there is at least some interest in trying to include young people in the plans of the province.
And when we talk about the youth, the most burning issue when it comes to youth-related issues is that the increasing number of unemployment and the increasing number of crime stats that involving young people. And I believe this comes from a frustration point because of lack of opportunities. How do you think the province is going to tackle that?
I think in any society, when you don't take care of the youth, their energy will be misplaced to other activities. As you mentioned, crime, drug and alcohol abuse. I think if we are correct that it would be very much important for also for the future of this province. When you read the statistics essay, and I think even in the SOPA, it is noted that unemployment rate in the Free State is almost 37%. And that is the counted statistics in terms of the data that is there. But when you add another unaccounted, the 10%, you would know that our unemployment rate is almost at 50% in the Free State, and majority of the unemployed people in that particular statistics are the young people. So the premier, to me, when you read to it, he is trying to industrialize the Free State province in order to create jobs. And part of the industrialization program is indeed to address the question of unemployment. And as the Youth League in our National Congress, we have taken resolutions that we need to industrialize in order to create massive jobs. And that is in response to the unemployment rate. That is also in response to ensuring that young people are participants within the economy. Because once they do not participate, they are going to vacillate between the good and the negative, because they are a strata in society. And that particular strata is a strata that we need to take care of in building the economy, especially in the agricultural sector, as well as in the mining sector, since that there is a discovery of other natural resources within our province.
Now, but okay, Mr. Zelitz, here's the thing. The Freedom Plus, they stuck a criticism against the state of the province, what the premier delivered. And they were highlighting one issue here. They labeled it as a disconnect from realities of the Free State residents. Now, I want to come to a point where I say to you, I don't know if you have realized that there is a huge disconnect between young people and the older generation. And if you can check within the Free State government, majority of the people in the province are the older generation. How do you think we can actually balance that gap so that, because there's a feeling, young people tend to feel, government wants to create jobs, and when they create jobs, like you mentioned, Patia, industrialization to create jobs, they come with programs like EPW. That is not a job for a young person. A person wants to thrive, they want to grow. How do you then come up? Do you guys come up with a temporary job situation that alleviates at that particular moment, or is it a long-term thing that we're looking at? Because I remember in the State of the Nations, the president touched on focusing more on building small businesses in order to create jobs. Now, the province is saying focusing on industrialization, but they're not talking about ownership, that situation. How do we bridge that gap?
I think in response to the view of the Freedom Front, is it the Freedom Front Plus?
Freedom Front, yeah, plus.
Yes. I think the disconnect that they need to acknowledge is that from their own side, they are the genesis of the disconnect in society, because they own majority of the land, they own majority of the agricultural sector. Now, that is the first phase of disconnect. And they must be lucky that the current African National Congress is busy trying to amend relations with them, as they are part of the people who do not play a role in trying to change the situation. But let me come to your issue. The issue of EPWP, in our own view as the African National Congress Youth League, is that it is currently wrongly conceptualized within society or understood differently. When the former president Thabo Mbeki introduced the EPWP project, it touched on many areas. One of it was the question of skilling. It was not only a question what one should go and take a shovel and go in the streets and so on, but it was also a question of skilling. It was a question of trying to create artisans within our own country. Now, somewhere, somehow along, it has taken a shift towards being called job creation, because you would have hired people to go through the streets. Now, That is an issue we as the ANC Youth League, we intend to urge strongly with the current leadership of government to say, out of the EPWP, you can be able to create artisans who would then become a fundamental feature within our industrialization program to try and change the situation for self-job creation. And another wrong concept that we use in society is that everyone thinks young people are job seekers. So we're not necessarily job seekers. All that we want to do within the industrialization phase that we are partaking, it is very much paramount that young people take charge of the economy in creating jobs for themselves as well as their peers, not only go to government and try for job opportunities. I know this might be far-fetched or a disconnect as you would name it, but there are policies in this country that we need to take stock of, and part of taking stock of those policies, it requires a youth organization with a correct political thought in organizing themselves for such battles. And for us to win such battles, it would require for us to venture into the state of the province address delivered by the Premier, particularly on the question of agriculture, where the VF has monopolized that particular sector into their own interest, and we have not yet made fundamental change in that particular sector. In the farming sector or agricultural sector, the profit margins are still aligned to one race, whereas the farm workers, children born in those farms, are not beneficiaries of the profits that are made in that particular sector. Now, there's a man from Russia called Vladimir Lenin who wrote about industrial and finance capital. Now, when you read the theory of finance and industrial capital, you would know that those who are in control of the economy have managed to merge the two as part of their monopoly, and at the later stage, it is an oligopoly, which then means it focuses more on the profit for a few, and then the majority must languish in poverty, unemployment, and so on. Now, we as the Youth League will be able to bring that particular radicalness within the ANC-led government to say, if you want to change the situation, you are not only going to change it through EPWP, but you need to change it by taking charge of the economy and to create employment within the Free State Province.
But okay, let me shift. Let me shift something. Something just came to my head as you're speaking. We have a youth office in the Premier's office that is supposed to cater for youth issues and youth-related issues, any opportunity. But we only see that office only active during the June month. Throughout the whole entire year, they're very quiet. We don't see programs. There's nothing communicated in terms of what programs are being rolled out. Then in this situation, how do we say to young people, the Premier is able to look out for your needs? If the office is only active when it's June month and we're all vocal about June month.
I think let me first start by saying that youth unit office in the office of the, and I know my peers are going to feel as if they are being attacked, but they are not attacked. But in essence, my brother, and to young people who are listening to this, if we are to make radical change in this problem, where we are given an opportunity to address issues of young people, we must do so. And without shifting blame to the premier or to the eldership in government. In one word, that particular youth unit office has been extremely useless for many years. It has been extremely useless for many years because in their operation, they are extremely seasonal. But we have not yet, as you state, they are only active within June month. And that activeness that you refer to in June month, youth struggles are not only in June month. They are every day. As we speak today, there are young people who are seated in robots or who are behind buggies of white people to go and do garden cleaning within the city and other areas. As the Youth League, we once had a discussion on this thing to say that particular youth unit, although it is fully funded, there are resources that are there. But as to how the resources are being shared in within the province, it's extremely questionable. But it also speaks to capacity of the individuals who are working in that particular youth unit office, but we don't need to say the individuals do not have their own frustrations. Perhaps what we need to do is to have a session and interact with them, but one doubts that it will be able to make change now. All that needs to be done is to at least try and realign that particular office to struggles of the young people. Young people are not looking only for NSFAS as a main issue that has been driven through that office. Young people are looking for jobs. Young people are looking for doors to open. Young people are looking for serious change in their own life activities. As we speak, there is an organized program of teachers who are unemployed. What is the youth unit office doing in trying to assist? Nothing that they are doing because the capacity is not there, or the willingness is not there, or the political thought is not there. So one issue that we need to raise, it's part of our program, because we did at some point, I think 2 weeks back, we invaded the PEC of the ANC. We barged in there as the Youth League, and we entered into that meeting and we raised issues directly to the provincial deputy chair as well as the treasurer, where we're raising serious youth issues, and we've got an outstanding meeting where we're going to engage. Part of our engagement is also the question of bazaaries, whether there are SIU reports or investigations against the bazaar scheme of the Free State. We enter nowhere. What we want is that there must be a bazaar scheme for the youth. How they are allocating funds to that bazaar scheme, it has got nothing to do with us, as long as young people get the opportunity to go and study. But if in the process the elderly are corrupting or staggering the process of bazaaring, the SIU deal with them. But that does not mean it should disturb our process of saying young people must get bazaars.
And it brings me to my other point where I wanted to check to say what programs does the Youth League have actually that can actually stimulate growth and employment opportunities? Because we've seen a number of programs that are coming up from private sectors that are trying to stimulate that opportunity in terms of job creation, but there's lack of participation from also government. So in this regard, that's what I'm asking you to say. Does the Youth League have any of its own programs that are actually
I must admit, the programs that we are having, we are at a point where we operate at a very low resource point. So in our different regions, there are individuals within the Youth League who are trying to make an impact in trying to change lives. Like in Lejweleputswa, we have got young youth leaguers who are running an NPO that is assisting the child-headed youth families and so on. But that in itself, they are not exposed into the opportunity to get resources. There's still much more needs to be done out of the ANC Youth League. And we believe that it's not late. There is still time for us to organize ourselves. Our main challenge is that we are not coordinated, we are not properly organized. So we need to work on that to be properly organized, because once you have a structure that is not properly coordinated, you'd never be able to make an impact on areas that needs to serve the very young people who are followers and members of the African National Congress Youth League. But on this one of the State of the Province address, where it speaks about opportunities for young people within the industrialized areas or the future industrialized areas, it would be very much important to state in this interview that we, as the African National Congress Youth League, are fully involved, and we are going to ensure that the interests and aspirations, needs of young people are included within the sectors of our economy.
And when it comes to issues of infrastructure, like you're mentioning now, we know in the province that there is a huge investment that is going to go, especially even the country. National has actually indicated that there's a huge budget that's going to be distributed in terms of youth, not youth, infrastructure development. But here in our province, the young people are complaining that the way projects are structured, they tend to favor, let me rather say, the big corporates that are minority owned, and it doesn't favor young people as such. And this is based on the conversation that I was having with a couple of them in that development space, where they're saying there is lack of opportunities, but government keeps on saying they will create opportunities for young people. But when you look at the specs that are tabled in those documents, it actually excludes them and only favors those big corporates. Anything that the Youth League is can do about that situation?
Yes, my brother, let me agree with you. And I see you are trying to be economical in your question. But let me tell you, the big projects here in our province, they are given to, I don't have a problem, I don't have I don't want to be referred to as being regionalistic or in any way, but let me state it because it is true. The big projects that are done in Free State are given to people who are from Gauteng. The big projects that you see in your road infrastructure of latest is the human settlement projects. If you look at the human settlement projects in the municipality where I am, there is a human settlement project of water and sanitation. It falls under human settlement. The company that is doing that project is from Gauteng. The company that is building the 2,000 housing units in the Free State is from Gauteng. The big corporates who are doing the road infrastructure in the Free State are from Gauteng. The ones of the Free State who are doing road projects are given these smaller projects of gravel road maintenance. But the ones that are doing tar roads in the Free State, they are from Gauteng. Now, we as the Free Staters, especially the ANC Youth League, in the process, there's no youth company that is given any big project, not even a project of 1 million rand. I don't remember young people who are having businesses being given a project of 1 million rand. Now, that says a lot as to say we are not interested in building our own internal capacity as the Free State, or to say there's a slogan that says we're building the Free State that we want. Instead of saying, let's build that literally, like practically, let's see, Teboho is building a big media corporate house within the Free State. Teboho is from the Free State. You don't see it. Instead, that slogan is only written there. But practically, we're saying Gauteng is building the Free State that we envisage. So those are the things that we need to correct. Young people who have got businesses are benefiting nothing. Women who have got businesses are benefiting nothing. You can't point to say this woman is given to build 100 houses in this particular community. Even the specs, those specs are deliberately done in order to exclude young people because there's nothing wrong in saying if a big project is a project of 100 million, you can't say you want a grade 8, a grade 8, or a grade 9. Whatever you call those things, it's CEs and so on. But you need to ensure that even if it's a big project, within the big project, you can gradually start by saying you want the grade ones, who then might qualify for grade two in the same phase or chain of a project. But we are excluded. But it won't help if we are to cry as young people of this province. What we need to do is to organize our energy, make an impact. If there is one thing about power, is that Chairman Mao says masses and masses of our people, if they are united, they've got boundless creative power. So what we need to do is to organize ourselves in unity, in playing a role in the economy. And where there are issues that we need to raise, our unity must give us that boundless creative power to stop some of those things. Because the leadership that is in charge is our own leadership. Their doors are open. We must go to them and tell them to say, yeah, we don't agree. Yeah, we agree.
Because I wanted to come and I wanted to ask you that question to say, but Does the youth league, you know, the Free State Youth League, does it have a voice in the provincial executive committee? Because yes, we see that there are members of the youth league in the executive committee, but it seems like youth issues are not being tabled, or you guys are not just aggressive when it comes to that. Because we see that they're always talking about opportunities for young people, but young people are not benefiting. Young people are frustrated right now. I mean, like even right now, if you can check, there's a land invasion going on in Bloemfontein right now, there by Lorry Park. And yesterday I managed to take a drive and go check it out. And I saw that majority of people that are just trying to get these spaces are people that are working, are the working class that are within. I saw three or four government officials putting up mikukumu. And young people are the ones that are doing, trying to stop this thing, but there's no opportunities for them. I don't know how powerful the voice is of young people within the executive, but hey.
I think what we need to acknowledge, Deboho, is that with the ANC PEC is now a year in office, and they have occupied a responsibility that is not only for the future, but that is also responsible to make an inroad into the decisions that were made in the past. But our views in that particular PEC of the ANC, it doesn't find the expected joy that we envisage. But it also doesn't mean it is the end of the road. We are continuing to raise our views internally. We will also continue to raise our views externally. There are views that I might raise in this particular interview that might not sit well with the leadership of the ANC. But as the Youth League, I'm allowed to do it because their responsibility would be to correct that particular view within the internal process of the organization. But let me make my point. The current PEC of the ANC and those deployed in government, they have not yet made a fundamental or structural change within the departments of the Free State. For an instance, there are individuals within provincial government who are going in and out of court because of being alleged or being accused to corruption cases. Those individuals are still holding key positions within the government. And also, this is a political and administrative issue. You might have won the political issue, but the administrative issue has not yet been won. And that creates that particular misalignment, and that goes the ghost, some kind of conflict. It is there, but it is like a ghost, and no one yet wants to confront it. It is clear that in the Free State, it would take some time for us to be able to change the particular administrative narrative to correspond to the political view and the political standing of the current ANC PEC. Talking about the land invasion in Bloemfontein across Lorry Park, if I'm not mistaken. What I think the mistake that we do as government is to undermine the question of housing. You know, in 1994, when we came into government, the first thing that we prioritized was housing for our people in relation to a clause in the Freedom Charter that speaks about housing safety and security. That area that is occupied there, because when I go home, I always pass there. That is my way to Jagersfontein. In that particular area, you'd see animals that belongs to Africans always grazing that particular land. As to whether the land has been registered for township establishment or for communal purposes, it's a responsibility of the municipality or government to ensure that particular clarification is made there on whether the area is for grazing of animals or it's for occupation of human beings, because you can't set up human settlement in all areas. That area might be wetlands that are not conducive for human living. But if it is, but if it is possible for it to be turned into a human settlement where houses can be built, I think the government has got the responsibility to take charge of the process and formalize it properly. I think the law also says that if you have not evicted people within certain hours, I think 24 or 48 hours, then you, if you are to remove people from that land, you must be able to lawfully give an alternative. And I've seen majority of our people, especially our peers who are also working in government, they've also put up some checks there. But it also raises the question, Debucho, between me and you, I think what we need to do, you must do a study on public servants, especially municipal workers. You know, majority of them can't afford houses. And
No, they have got it. Yeah.
it says a lot about us as government, especially also the inclusivity of trade unions as to what is their role in terms of the question of housing for the working class. Because if the working class is not given that particular assistance for housing, you would get the situation that we have in Mangaung. It will take you years for that particular area to be serviced with water and sanitation, to
True.
be serviced with roads and so on, given that there is a backlog of other areas that still has got those particular challenges. In Dinaweng, there is an area that is full of shacks. In Botshabelo, there are areas where the bucket system is still being used. And now you have a new area in Lorry Park. So it means you have a backlog of issues that you didn't address. Now there are new issues that are coming up and popping up. The question of housing, yes, as a government, we have made fundamental change in ensuring that our people have got housing. And but we need to understand the question of housing doesn't end. The more the population grows, the more the needs become. So it ought to be a continuous program for us to ensure that there are township establishments, there are housing sites being given out, and so on. But I know human settlement in my municipality has appointed a service provider that is assisting the municipality in township establishment in all our nine towns. So very soon, we as the municipality, we are going to issue out housing sites formally to our communities. But also it's election seasons, and election seasons can be very silly. There are many things that are going to come up, Debucho. One day you'll see me and you marching to the premier or marching to the MECs and so on, because we want this to happen before elections, and because political parties want every number for them to be able to win elections. They would use different tactics in order to attract votes to themselves. But this one is a very serious issue. It needs to be addressed. Our people should be given an opportunity to have access to a house and so on.
In conclusion, you now I'm going to ask you, as putting on your mayoral hat, any plans in terms of for your municipality, especially when it comes to young or youth opportunities, any plans that you'll be tabling out, what we need to look out for, any investment opportunities that corporates can actually look out for? Because I've noticed something. Majority of these corporates, they watch our interviews, they watch these, and they see opportunities to say, hey, maybe we can go invest in that particular space and actually create opportunities for young people. So is there any programs that you are actually have in plan that you want to roll out, that you want everybody, that you want the young people to hear of?
There are two major investment projects that we managed to score. A week ago, I had visitors from the US as well as South Korea on the solar plant project that we spoke on. We are going to build one of the biggest solar projects in the country, which is about 6,000 megawatts, 600 megawatts, and on a land surface that is almost 1.4 hectares in terms of size. And we are going to start with the cleaning process of that particular site, and it's going to be a project that is going to last for more than 35 years. And it also intends to create more than 6,000 jobs, sustainable jobs, more than 6,000. It
Nice.
also intends to invest in the rebuilding of a smart city between Gariep Dam and Bethuli. And the second project, it will be a project of cannabis and hemp. That particular project is going to massive also in creating jobs. And our intention as a municipality is to ensure that both projects, they minimize what is referred to as capital flight, so that the processing of the entire project or the entire value chain must be done within the confines of our municipality and also our district. But there's also one fundamental issue that we need to raise, is that the municipality where I am is extremely insolvent. And in order for it to change, we are going to rely on tapping into our local economic development in order to boost the economy of the municipality. Thirdly, is that we are also in the process with the demarcation board as well as government to say in the next local government elections, the municipality is going to be shared in half. There's going to be a new municipality, and then the old municipality would remain. This is in line in trying to change the situation by giving our people services. But those who have got interest in investment in the municipality, they should not look at it as a rural municipality or a rural area. Singapore was once rural. Today, as we speak, with no mining, Singapore has got over 100 mining companies that are established within Singapore. Dubai at some point was also rural.
It's the desert.
But today, as we speak, Dubai is extremely advanced in terms of infrastructure development. So our thought as young people, especially Africans, let's not rely on saying we want to be in the cities and so on. Let's create our own cities by identifying the townships where we come from to also be formally developed with great infrastructure that creates internal jobs within our own communities. Joburg is not our creation. Bloemfontein is not our creation. They are creation of the colonial apartheid establishment. So let's create our own and try to change our own area. So I have firm belief that Gariep District, Thabong Mofutsanyana District, because it's similar to my region, we are going to make changes, and we can only do so if we invest our own energy and commitment in trying to see the change in front of our eyes. But there's also space for you, Debucho, in our municipality, especially with your links and those who might know in the media space. In the old Gariep, we don't have a radio station, a local radio station. We don't even have a newspaper, whether it's online or whether it's a digital one or the one that has been published or written elsewhere. So those are the opportunities that we think, with the assistance of yourselves, Boy Edgar, and others who are in the space, we can link you with young people in this area who might also be taken through a training process by yourselves that they must make an impact and also invest in the media space, radio, and so on, because we need those particular issues, those particular programs in our region, so that they must also assist in communicating the views of the political leadership the views of communities, the views of government, and so on.
No, definitely. And we had to let you know it's always a pleasure to have you and actually have a chat with you. And I should make time and come and see you at the, so that we can sit down and have coffee, because I believe you've got great ideas and a great mind. And there is huge opportunities, because like now you mentioned part about a radio station. Now I was actually thinking, how do we get AXA to build an airport? Because we need an airport when you want to drive by to Gariep, and it's something that will actually create, it will bring in the traffic in terms of tourism and visitors into your municipality to also boost the economy. Because if you have, look at the places like Bo Hartes, Hartebees, and you've got Gariep that is close by to you. If you have an airport and a person can leave Joburg or anywhere and land here and go and spend the weekend there, it's a revenue for your municipality. These are things that are popping into my head as we were talking. And yeah, definitely we should, based on the number of connections that one has, we always linking people. And like I say to you, these interviews are being watched by other people also. There will be opportunities that we can have a conversation with people to say, let's look into this municipality. How do we develop it here, there, and how do we do an impact study on this and take it from there? But I'm glad that we having this conversation. And like I say, definitely we will be coming to your municipality just to have a one-on-one with you and a couple of young people. There is a program that will be rolling out very soon that includes young people. Because I don't know if you've noticed, I'm currently busy with among our youth empowerment week. That is just going to rotate around the province also, just to try and stimulate youth empowerment. Maybe the next one will be at your municipality that we look into, because we bring in corporates and to actually say, bring whatever opportunities that you have that we can dish out to the young people. So as soon as I'm done here, definitely your municipality is something that we'll look into.
Okay.
Yeah, and by the way, and thank you very much also for reaching out. And definitely we will have you back again closer to the elections to hear what the Youth League has in mind, and also what you have in your pocket as the mayor of Kopanong again. Kopanong, sorry. And ladies and gentlemen, that was Mayor Tseletsele and the current chairperson of the Youth League in the ANC in the Free State. And he touched on number of issues that needs to be addressed, because young people are frustrated, to be honest. And I don't know if our elders are paying attention to it. I know our elders banalintwela hore. It doesn't work out like that. Mental issues also plays a huge role. If you can't get a job or you can't make an income as a young person, it affects you mentally and it will drive you nuts. That's why you're finding that most of these crime stats that are going up, they're involving young people. When there's protests, there's young people in the forefront. But when opportunities are opened up, you don't see young people. I mean, like we've seen it in many cases where there'll be protest and young people. There was a time where there was a shutdown in Mangaung and a young person got shot and passed away. But when the premier opened the doors to actually say, let's have a conversation with you, it was elderly people that were sitting at that table. I even asked that same question to say, where are the young people that were in front? Because now it seems like it's the elderly that are benefiting out of this thing, but young people are not getting that. So, but like we say, young people's issues will be addressed, and we will definitely have the likes of Chairperson Tseletsele comes through also, and other people, to actually address these young issues. And ladies and gentlemen, this is your current review. And my name is Tebogo Kotsi. And yeah, you can tune in now at 11. We've got another interview coming, whereby we will be taking more in-depth conversation about the state of the province address. So on that note, I'll check you out in 5 seconds.